There's a lot of evidence to prove that obviously this is a stupid doctrine. It's a false doctrine. This should not be adhered to. It should be exposed and shown for what it really is. But I think one of the strongest evidence that we can find in the Bible that this concept is fake is the fact that within Revelation 2 and 3, we have seven churches highlighted, right? But one of those churches is called the Church of Ephesus. Well, guess what? We have the Church at Ephesus in the New Testament. We have an entire book dedicated to the church at Ephesus. And look what the Bible says in Revelation 2, verse 1. Unto the angel of the church at Ephesus write, these things saith he that holdeth the seven stars in his right hand, who walketh in the midst of the seven golden candlesticks. I know thy works, and thy labor, and thy patience, and how thou canst not bear them which are evil, and hast tried them which say they are apostles, and are not, and hast found them liars. And has borne and has patience, and for my name's sake has labored and has not fainted. Nevertheless, I have somewhat against thee, because thou hast left thy first love. Remember therefore whence thou art fallen, and repent and do the first works, or else I will come unto thee quickly and will remove thy candlestick out of its place, except thou repent. So we see here that the negative aspect to the church at Ephesus was what? They had left their first love. And it wasn't talking about like their wife, okay? It's talking about the fact that they had stopped soul winning. Because later on in verse number 5, we see that he tells them, do the first works. Well, what are the first works? Preaching the gospel. Seeing people saved. That is the first works. And this church had a lot of good things about it, but one of the negative things is they stopped soul winning. Now, keep in mind that the doctrine of, you know, church ages teaches that each individual church found in Revelation 2 and 3 characterizes all the churches of that so-called era. Now go to 1 Thessalonians chapter 1. So according to their theology, or lack thereof, they basically believe that the church at Ephesus, that age is characterized by preachers who don't preach the gospel. Churches that are not going out soul winning. They left their first love. They're not doing the first works, right? That's what it's characterized by. We see that the negative aspect of this certain period, so-called period, is that they're not soul winning. They're not preaching the gospel. But the problem with that is that we also have the church in Thessalonica, which is also in the New Testament, which is around the same time as the church at Ephesus. And in fact, look at verse number 6 of chapter 1. It says, and ye became followers of us and of the Lord, having received the word in much affliction, with joy of the Holy Ghost, so that you were in samples to all that believe in Macedonia and Achaia. For from you sounded out the word of the Lord, not only in Macedonia and Achaia, but also in every place your faith to Godward is spread abroad, so that we need not to speak anything. You know, one thing we know about the church at Thessalonica, they were fervent soul winners. They were out preaching the gospel. In fact, their example was spreading abroad to all the other churches. People were hearing about their zeal about preaching the gospel and their soul winning efforts. Oh, hold on a second. Well, hey, guys, what are you guys doing? Don't you know what this is, the Ephesian, the church at Ephesus church here? What do you guys do? You guys are supposed to be leaving your first works. No, here's the thing. Here's the truth. The truth is, these are individual churches. Amen. And not church eras, not time periods, as the dispensationalists would like to say. These are individual churches that have their individual wills. They can basically be on fire for God if they want to. They can be lukewarm if they want to be lukewarm. But at the end of the day, they're individual local churches. The church at Thessalonica was a fiery, hot, soul-winning Baptist church. Amen? That's what it was. It wasn't like the Ephesians. And so this concept falls apart very quickly, just like every other dispensational teaching does.